Hello, we are Hannah,
Echo,
and Crystal, and this is a news, culture, and current events podcast from the perspective of three YouTubers. I almost fucked that up too.
I'm proud of you. You got it.
Thanks.
Out.
Thanks. Today, Echo, what are we salty about?
Ooh, we're salty about quite a few things that have been happening in the news recently. Just general tragedies that continue to happen in the United States. But no other country as bad as this.
How could we possibly prevent something that doesn't happen anywhere but here? How could we possibly?
No, right?
It's impossible.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
It's a conundrum, have really. You seen, nobody knows the answer.
Have you seen the Onion headline that they post every time there's a mass shooting? Yeah. Where it's like,
it gets funnier.
There's no
every
way to
year.
Prevent this as it the does. Only tragic country where this regularly year. Happens.
Yeah. Oh my god. So,
oh my god, every couple
there's
months.
There's been another shooting. Second most violent shooting in a school in the United States. Because Sandy Hook is number one. And this has number two now. So it's Stoneman Douglas High School on Wednesday, February 14th, Valentine's Day. A kid went in and killed 17 people with an AR-15? Is that the name of the gun?
Yes, that's
AR-15.
What it was.
Yeah.
So he legally got that automatic rifle, legally acquired it, passed all the background tests and stuff, and he killed 17 people, so that's neat. Mm-hmm. Really cool thing that happened for us.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so... Let's jump into this just whole thing here. There's a lot of
stuff.
Yeah,
let's just we're just gonna have to dive in head first because this is gonna just be a controversial issue no matter
what.
Yeah,
it is. First of all, condolences to the families. This is the
most
fucking worst thing that could happen. It's a nightmare. I think everybody agrees.
I don't want to.
Just...
Yeah, I don't want to do the stupid like thoughts and prayers
thing.
But like, I just want to acknowledge how absolutely. Like sad this is.
Yes.
How much this hurts.
I
can't even comprehend how much it hurts for the people who are right next to it and directly involved.
That all I could say is like nightmare. That's a nightmare, and I am so sorry that that could happen to people. And it's so hard to be sad at this point when you just want to be mad.
Yeah.
Because it's happened so many times in a row, and nothing fucking changes.
Dude.
And it's just going to be another couple months, and the same thing's going to happen again.
And that's the worst part. Like, I remember specifically when Sandy Hook happened, I was just leaving a school, actually. My job was traveling from schools to do stuff. And my mom called me, which was unusual. And I remember just sitting in the parking lot of this school and just, like, crying in my car because I couldn't fathom the idea of six-year-olds getting slaughtered. And, the one before this one, I don't know, it just hit me that, like, my reaction isn't that anymore. It's the first words out of my mouth last time were, "Are you fucking kidding me?" Instead of the natural reaction of, "Oh my god, I'm, like, sick to my stomach," which I was, but it's just...
It's a different kind of sick. It's like,
it shouldn't...
I'm sick at the politicians.
Yeah,
I'm
that shouldn't be the first words
the
out of my
NRA.
Mouth.
Yeah, I'm sick of it. It's
It's just like at this point, I'm just rolling around in my own rage of just why has nothing changed? Why is nothing changing? This is so obvious. This is just such a clear problem, and the fact that people are just kind of shrugging it off, like, oh darn, there's nothing we can do. I still want to have like the ability to buy an AR-15, like. No one needs an AR-15.
No, they don't. That's
no.
my
no
argument.
No one needs an automatic rifle.
Nobody needs
No one
those
needs
kinds
an assault
rifles.
Rifle. That's what it's called.
No.
It's not automatic rifle. It's assault rifle.
I was having
this
discussion with somebody who I know late last year, actually. Like, November-ish. And it came up. I try to avoid political conversations with people in general just because more often than not, they're unproductive and just people walk away angry, and I don't like those kinds of conversations, but they were insistent on talking about it, and I'm not one to shy away from that kind of stuff, so I was like, well, if you're gonna press me, I think absolutely nobody should have that kind of access to those kinds of weapons. It's absolutely ridiculous. Like, handgun, okay, I mean, we look at other places where it's completely banned, like Japan, and they haven't had a massacre since, like, what, 96 or something? Mm-hmm. But, okay, I'll give you the handgun for home protection. But, like, what?
Deadly weapons. Deadly mass assault weapons.
Yeah. Their argument, to me, was we have those so that we can revolt against the government. The government does not have...
Yeah.
Fields and fields and fields of tanks. Our government has billions more in their budget than literally any other country in the world. If you look at our, like, America's budget for their military versus everybody else, it's, like, off the chart. Everybody else looks tiny. And they're like, you want to take the money away from the defense? I'm like, okay, listen. Like, honestly, that's a different discussion, but you're gonna tell me that if the military didn't want to fuck us up, they couldn't? Like, that's funny.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I totally agree.
That's a funny thought, buddy.
It's an outdated law. The Second Amendment was around because we revolted against Great Britain and blah, 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 way back in the day. Old-ass white men decided this
was
the way it
should
be.
But, like, they had freaking... muskets. Yes. They didn't have, like, they did not
even
have
close
assault
to the same
weapons.
Thing. Not even close to the same,
like,
scenario.
The laws are outdated. They're completely outdated.
If those people were around today, like these really smart dudes that wrote all our shit, they would totally agree that they need to be changed. It's supposed to be a living, breathing document because, you know what? They knew things were going to change. They knew this wasn't going to be the same all the time. Mm-hmm. We need our rights protected, but we need them updated as well as things change because duh is why.
Because duh.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Because
argument.
Children are dying.
Best argument.
Because literally, children are dying. Like... Ugh.
What was it? I read on Twitter somebody said, I don't know who, but I remember somebody said, like, I shouldn't have to argue with you about your hobby versus somebody's life.
Oh, dear. Like,
yes.
That's just unacceptable. That's not an argument we need to have. Like, if you're arguing with me about, like, but I want to hunt sometimes, and the government can be mean. But, like, again, like, children have been slaughtered. You know, that's a thing. Like, you can't...
Like, I'm sorry, you're gonna have to, like, give up this hobby, or this hobby's gonna have to get harder for you for the sake of basic safety.
Mm-hmm. Well, just, it makes me so sad. It makes me so fucking sad because, like, this, America has this, like, violence culture that's so deeply ingrained. I don't know where it came from. I'm not educated enough to know exactly why, but it is. And I think it particularly, okay, we're gonna get into some shit. Okay, so part of this gun thing is the thoughts and prayers bullshit.
Yeah,
right?
I hate it.
A lot of that
so
is
much.
from you know, senators who've been paid off by the NRA, but the people who follow
millions.
The people who follow that trend are more often than not evangelical, and I get mad. Okay, this is why I get mad. A lot of people might not know this. I am a practicing Christian. I do that. I like that Jesus life, and I guess I would be a more progressive one, I suppose, because I'm, you know, we're not going to get into what I'm for or whatever, but to see somebody so thoughtlessly just tossing out something that's supposed to, one, actually mean something, not just an evasive maneuver for your uncomfortability with your inner issues, but two, to use it as an excuse to not do something out of something that you're actually idolizing. And it is so
true.
Against it. Not to mention, in the Bible, it even says, you know, faith without works is dead. You can pray, by all means, if you're practicing whatever the heck, pray, do the thoughts, do the prayers, but do something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't...
Yeah, it's a good perspective.
It bothers me from, like, the inside of my soul every single time I see it. Well, I get so angry.
It and should. It's that righteous anger, yo. Jesus had that shit. He was mad.
Yeah,
he'd
dude,
be mad at this shit.
Ugh. If for any of those who are interested, you can follow Shane Claiborne. He is so sassy, and I love it. Oh my gosh, he gives me life. He does not hold back with his, like, telling people that their stuff is bullshit and, like, counteracting it with, like, actual, you know, theology. And he's actually holding something in Lynchburg, Virginia, where they're gonna melt guns and put them at an altar.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah, he's dope.
I like that as an
Shane
event.
Claiborne,
cool.
I read his book in high school, and it changed my damn life. Like, he's
I'll
a good
look
dude.
Him up.
He's good dude. Irresistible Revolution. Great, book.
I want to talk about the YouTube part of this, which I did not expect. Yes. So this guy, who cares about this shit face's name, but this 19-year-old who shot up the school, he had...
You could just call him the Florida shooter.
The Florida shooter. The douchebag guy. He had posted 6 months ago on YouTube, "I'm going to be a professional school shooter," in the comment section of a YouTuber named Ben the Bondsman, who has like 4,000 subscribers. He's pretty, he's there, but he's pretty small.
Yeah.
And he actually...
It's like the level at which you can actually see all of your comments.
Yes. So if someone had posted that in my comment section, it probably, I probably would have never seen it. Like, it would have just gotten washed away. And that's why this is so interesting, because this guy posted that in the comment section of a smaller YouTuber. There's not that many comments. There probably were like 10 or so. Like, that guy saw it, and he was like, this is not okay. So he brought it to the FBI, and he gave it to them. And obviously, I'm sure they get like a billion of these tips. Like, they probably get them all the time. But I thought it was so interesting that he actually brought it to the FBI, because...
Yeah.
Anybody else probably wouldn't have. Like, how... I don't know.
Yeah, I would have... I feel like if I saw one of those kind of comments on, the on like, a YouTube video, I'd just be like, oh, you think you're edgy.
I see that shit all the time. Like...
Yeah, I wouldn't have... As a person who's constantly exposed to all kinds of... Just, like, seeing, like, internet hate just from living inside the internet, you kind of get desensitized to it. Sad. Because a lot of it isn't serious, unfortunately. Yeah. They're just... trolls. They're just saying horrible things to try and get people to react.
Yeah.
Which is really stupid.
It basically is.
And what I find interesting, if I remember, I heard that, like, the FBI actually looked into it, but they claimed that they couldn't find out who this person was, despite the fact that the shooter used his real first and last name.
Yep.
Yeah.
And there's no way that they couldn't, because they totally track IP addresses all the time. They did. They claimed, they were like, there's no way we could track it. That's not true.
Such a lie.
They do that all the time. I don't know why they'd act like that is even a possibility, that they wouldn't be able to do that.
No.
Silly. That's silly. So
somebody just doesn't want to get fired.
Yeah. So my question to you guys is, should things like that be taken seriously?
This is one of those things where it's like, yes, but it's the people who are, like, I don't want to say falsely saying these things, but the people who just treat it like a trolling thing, where they just say these, like, really horrible things to get a rise out of people, and then the, like, backfire of that is that it desensitizes the public and teaches people that you don't have to take these things seriously.
It's because they're sad inside.
Yeah.
Like...
Yep.
It is.
I guess that's what this comes down to, is, like, these people are just sad inside. We need more mental health things.
Oh, yeah. That
and
is,
that's,
yeah,
that's a whole
other
discussion, too. I think
that's another thing that drives me crazy, along with the thoughts and prayers. They're like, oh, we need mental health. And it's like, that seems like a sound argument on the surface, but, like, I take, like, antidepressants. I do all kinds of things. I had a fucked up childhood. I've never walked into a school and shot 17 people. Like, what the heck? Like, it just, it makes me so angry as a person who actually suffers from mental health problems, when people say, like, oh no, we need to help the people with mental health because they're shooting people up, and I'm like, I wouldn't do that. That's like, you're it's so infuriating.
I can only imagine, you have to be a true sociopath to do that, you know what I mean? Like, really.
There's
a lot of things that go into it. It's not just mental health. It's like, a lot of the times, like, this kind of thing, like, what is it, like, people with histories of domestic violence, it's usually men, it's usually, like, for, it's just, there's
it's
so many things
usually
that go into it, makes me
white
so
men
angry.
That are young.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's actually what's normal, and that's for serial killers as well. It's very, the psyche is super fucking interesting to me, and it's so weird, and usually they've been abused in some way, and I mean, it all goes back to, like, when they're kids. We need to pick up on abuse when people are kids. We need to pick up on that shit and save them when they're young, because they're gonna grow up and be fucking the same thing that they were abused by.
That's the worst
it happens
thing,
every
though.
Time.
Like, I've sat
a whole
down
different
and,
conversation,
like,
but
it is. But I guess to press the importance of, like, mental health later, I guess, is important. But if you really want to make a difference, watching the growth and development of kids, I think, like, the vital age is age 2 to, like, 7.
I agree.
Like, they're sponges. I've personally witnessed with my eyes, like, the deterioration of a child who started at the age of, like, I don't know, 2.5 when I met this kid. And this kid is just so fucking cute. It was just the cutest little bean, and they would just, like, I don't know, they were smart, and they were very verbal, and they were just, they were kind-hearted, and, like, gave me the cute, hey, I got you, blah, 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 and I'm just like, you're so cute! To now, and just the home life has completely deteriorated this child. They're, like, they manipulate, they, like, hurt themselves, and call themselves, like, a bad kid. Like, unpromptedly.
Yeah, they need attention. And, it's just these kids that don't get the love that they need, and, like, oh, man, it's I'm a Sunday school teacher at 2-year-olds. I see 2-year-olds every single week.
Yeah.
And you can point them out in a crowd immediately. Anything wrong with their home life, I can pick them out and be like, this one. It's so easy. I've got a classroom of 10 kids at least every week. You can point them out. You know who they are. Yep. There's no way these teachers don't know. They're just not given the support that they need to fix it.
Exactly.
It, like, this is just a tiny, like, random thing that irritates me, is that in the same way, like, I don't know, it's just, like, anyone can be a parent, and there are definitely people who aren't necessarily qualified to be parents, which makes me really sad. And I know that we're supposed to have things like Child Protective Services to be able to come in and, like, remove children from households where people...
It's not.
It doesn't work as well, either. Like, I feel like they help in extreme cases, but... not everything, like, I don't know. And then we also just, like, there's too many kids for, like, supportive parents and households. It's just housing and, like, finding good homes for children. It's just so fucking difficult.
You know what would be great is if we'd stop fucking going crazy with our military. We'd fund some education. Yep. We'd fund some more child education, services things.
Mental health.
You know what?
Fund the mental health that our they keep pretending to care about. Our prison costs
would go way down because we'd have better people. And then, you know what? Make weed legal and tax the shit out of it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then there's our money.
Yes.
There's the money.
Anyways, this is a whole different conversation. Oh, and free birth
control, too. This is like 50 million, like, political opinions being thrown
out. Yeah. But
also free birth control. Just all around, for the whole country, if you are an American citizen, you should have access to free birth control.
I totally agree.
I feel like that's just common sense.
I think those little, like, arm implant things, I think those should be free, too. I think
arm implant things, what are those?
I want one of those so bad, it's way too
fucking. Have you ever seen them?
No, what is it?
They're like, they're like $2,000 or $3,000, aren't they?
Yeah.
What?
But they last for, like, what, 7 years?
Four years. What do they do? Yeah.
Okay, there is this tiny little, it's like a tiny piece of plastic thing. I had a friend who was on one of these, and it's like a, birth control thing, but it's, like, got hormones in it, and they just put it in your arm, under your skin. Like it lasts 4 years, and then it just sits there. Yeah, for years. Yep, and you can't get pregnant.
Way more effective. You don't have to do anything. Yeah, it's the most effective form of birth control besides. I think there are a couple of things that are, like, equal to it, but it's way superior to, like, condoms and then the pills too.
Yeah, because you don't have to take anything. It doesn't rely on your habitual behavior.
Does it mess up your hormones?
Access because, to it, because it's always there.
I mean, this is some girl talk, but, like, when I was on it, it was really funky. Like, that's why I don't like pills, because they fuck up your hormones really bad.
Yeah, they fuck up your hormones really bad. They do. Like, all those female contraceptives, like, do kind that's of, crazy. Like, fuck with all of your hormones pretty bad. It just, it sucks.
It does. Oh, some people don't have it very, like, a huge effect, but, like, when I did, when I first got married, I got on them, and I was, like, a different human being. I was like, this is the worst.
Yeah, I've heard that. Anyways.
Yeah, I had friends who had terrible things.
Anyway, let's go. We went back and back and back and back all the way to birth control.
I think that's
different issue.
Though, man.
It's a multifaceted problem that's deeply ingrained in our culture, so the answer is not a one-stop shop answer.
Yeah, it's true.
It is not thoughts and prayers. It is not let's just fix mental health. No. There's a lot of stuff that goes into it.
And we're not claiming that, like, universal gun ban would immediately fix this problem. No. I absolutely don't think that
would that's another thing. I completely... Okay, this is the thing that I always try and preface with, is that I think that removing all guns from American society is completely unrealistic.
Yeah. It's so
completely unrealistic to think that we could just, like, completely ban all guns.
Mm-hmm.
Not just because of American culture, but just, logistically.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I was looking into, like, other countries and their gun laws, and a lot of them still allow guns. A lot of places allow for, like, things like shotguns. They just have, like, licenses that you have to get, or, like, classes that you have to take. And then for most places, assault weapons are banned. Like, that's the one thing that's, like, pretty common, is that,
makes so much sense.
Yeah.
It makes so much
sense.
Assault
weapons are what's doing this shit.
Yeah, I was looking at your stats, Echo. Yep. These are super cool. You want to bring us through these?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so I was looking up some stuff about the gun laws by different countries, and then I pulled up these different ones for the U.S., Canada, Australia, the United Kingdom, and Japan, because I feel like Australia and Japan are two examples that people, and I guess the United Kingdom too, those are examples that people pull from a lot, because Australia was one of the most recent. About, like, 2 decades ago, they actually completely reformed all of their gun laws. But they have, like, so all they really did was, like, they tightened licensing for gun ownership. All automatic and semi-automatic firearms are banned. You have to have, like, gun licenses that demonstrate a genuine need. I really liked that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a genuine need that does not include self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that guns are completely illegal that you can't get your hands on a gun. You just actually have to put in some work for it and prove that you need one.
Mm-hmm.
I like
which
that.
Makes sense. I can totally wrap my head around, like, guns with purpose.
Yeah.
Like, if a gun has a purpose, then it's understandable. And if you're, like, willing and smart enough to go through the actual processes and do the, like, paperwork to get your hands on it, then I'm more willing to, like, trust you as a human being to have one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's awesome. That the way that people just kind of, like, buy guns willy-nilly in the States.
It is. Willy-nilly? Perfect word for it. It is
yep.
so fucking willy-nilly. When I was about 9 or 10 years old, my dad handed me a .22 pistol.
Oh my God.
And gave it to me as my gun for my birthday.
What?
And that was my gun, and I got to hold it and carry it around with me. Oh, a .22 pistol, which
How old were you?
I was about 10 years old.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So at this time, I was doing okay mentally. I was, you know, happy-go-lucky kid. But around, I don't know, 13 or 14, I started getting a little suicidal. And if my mom hadn't immediately taken those bullets away from me, probably would have fucking shot myself. So I just want to say, kids should never have guns. You should never give your kid a gun, even if they go through all the fucking... It needs to be in a locker. It needs to be locked the fuck up. You need to be responsible with your guns, or it is your fault. It is your fault as a parent if something happens with your kid and that gun. If you do not do it properly. I'm furious about that I was given a kid. I didn't understand it at all at the time. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of mad when my mom took my shit away from me because I was like, this is mine. I practiced, but I mentally
okay, we have
we're
an international audience, right?
Yes.
We have a bit of an international audience. We're going to have some people who have no idea, like, just how connected to guns we are as Americans. Because I feel like all of us have gun stories.
Yeah, of course.
Like, I have an uncle who, he was, like, a gun collector person. And whenever we had family reunions and stuff, they would always come. And he'd, like, bring all of his stuff. He was, like, the terrifying uncle. Like, we're always really scared of him. And he collects, like, all these guns. And he brought a bunch of them. I don't know why. I don't think anyone else in the household really shoots guns, like, that much. But he would, like, bring all these guns. And we had two nephews in the house. One of them was, I think, 7. And then the other one was, like, 5 or something. The older one really didn't like the younger one. He got my uncle's handgun and, like, took it out and went and, like, all I remember is, like, looking over at the couch and seeing, like, the youngest one sitting on the couch staring down the barrel of this gun with my slightly older nephew, who's, like, 7, pointing it at him and pulling the trigger and just, like, it clicking. And I just, like, almost had a fucking heart attack. There was nothing in the gun. I don't know if there was any safety or anything on it, but, like, this little 7-year-old who had no idea, I think he was younger than that. He was just, like, tiny. He had no idea what he was doing. He may have thought it was, like, a toy or something.
Oh, my God.
But he straight up aimed a gun at his little brother. Like, tiny, tiny kids. And, like, my heart almost fucking dropped seeing that happen. And, like, naturally everyone in the family got really mad because they're like, why did you just leave these sitting out on the bed? That was blah, blah, blah. And he's like, it's fine. There was no bullets in it. And I'm just like, no.
That's not dude, okay.
No. This is like, do you realize the razor's edge we walk as a society?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And also, like, oh, were you going to say, Hannah?
You're good. I was just going to say, like, in, we have a pretty southern family.
Yeah.
So, when we go to Missouri,
I can imagine.
It's like fucking everywhere. And we have kids running around. They're kids and guns, like, it is not a big deal. We have a shooting range, and, like, we're not, these people are not, like, grade A smart people. And we're just, like, shooting assault rifles on a shooting range. Like, when I was younger, I had no idea how dangerous this was. But now, like, I won't go near that whole compound. Like, I'm not interested in going there anymore. Because they are just not the smartest people. And first, like, oh, you cannot drink and shoot a gun. That should be another law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is, like, all they do. They just drink and they fucking shoot on their range. Oh. I'm swearing so much this episode because I'm so heated. It's such a...
Same. I feel like that's just... It's going to be a natural thing.
I'm just so mad and tired. And
yeah, dude.
I'm just sick of this.
There's also a desensitization in our culture to guns. I mean, okay. This is might bring up another conversation, but to a point, it is valid depending on how we speak about it. Talking about kids and guns and stuff. The same child that I spoke of earlier... their parents let them play Grand Theft Auto and they're three. So this child now thinks it's a great time to play guns. So, but it's ingrained in this child's, like, demeanor and the way they speak and the way they speak about other people. Oh, that won't happen to me because I'll just shoot them.
Yikes.
And, but, okay, that then brings into question, you know, Grand Theft Auto and video games. I want to stress, I'm a video game advocate. I do not think in any way, shape, or form that they themselves are to blame for, like, people getting crazy and shooting people.
Mm-hmm.
But when you give a three-year-old kid who's literally a sponge and who is developing their psyche and is likely, it's you like, know,
that's
at
just
home,
see, this is what I'm talking about. That's just irresponsibility of the parents.
Exactly.
Because games are rated for a reason.
Exactly.
Things are rated for a reason.
I love Grand Theft Auto, but if you give that to a kid, you
a
are
three-year-old
you do not
that,
need to have kids.
It's iffy if you give it to a 10-year-old, but a 3-year-old is a whole other question entirely.
Yeah. Like,
that's insane.
God. That is a game that you should listen to the rating for sure. For
yep.
sure.
It's just, I think that, and that in and of itself is indicative of the fact that there are probably other parents who let their kids do that.
Oh, yeah.
And there is a culture them stemmed from that of neglected kids who are taught that violence is an okay thing.
Yeah. It actually glorifies violence. It's not just like, violence is all right. It's like, violence is the best. And, you know, again, a big fan of GTA, and I really like Call of Duty. Like, those games, they're really fun.
They're good games.
And they're great. And I don't know. I haven't always been the most mentally stable person in my past. I shouldn't be allowed to buy a gun. Like,
yeah.
I haven't done anything. I haven't been arrested or anything, but I've been to therapists and, like, I'm on medication for my mental health. I should not be allowed to buy a gun. That should be a rule for me. I should be flagged. Because I don't know, I don't even know if I've mentioned, like, I think I've mentioned suicidal tendencies to my doctor once. Mm-hmm. That should be flagged on my account, I think.
Yeah.
And
I think that's completely fair. It's like, I would be completely willing to have all this stuff completely stricken from my records so that I can never buy a gun. Because I had to, there was a point where, because I do have a roommate, and he has a gun. There's a gun in my household right now. It's in a safe lockbox. And I had to tell my roommate, like, my therapist recommended that you get a safe box, because I have depression and all of these things. And, like, I had to, like, talk him into getting a safe box, because before he just kind of had it in his closet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And I was just like, hey, dude, you should do this thing because that's the responsible thing to do.
Yes.
And it's like, I feel like this should almost be, like, an automatic thing.
It should be the law.
Like, this should just be, yeah, a law-bound thing.
And I don't know. It's more complicated than we're saying, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's a complicated situation. I don't think any of us are denying that. It's absolutely complicated. First step first, ban assault rifles.
Yeah.
That's completely the first
that's bare
step
minimum.
I think our
country
should
take. That's just bare minimum.
After that, we'll work on, like, mental health things and, like stopping mental health people from, or, you know what I mean, like, stopping them from being able to buy guns. Like, background checks, that's what I mean. Just, like, look yes. into their
licenses. Like, if you bit. Have to have a license to operate a car, why do you not have to have such a, like, why do you not have to take classes and prove that you can, like, use it and, like, go through all of the, like, intense regulations and background checks and all these yes. things that you would have to do to have a license.
Mm-hmm.
I just want them to know how to use it and be responsible and proper safety. Like, it's just so dangerous, and its only use is to, I guess, hunt and kill. Its use yeah. is to kill.
Yeah. It's kill things. It's like, the point things. Of it is to kill
That's
things.
That's what it is. It's not like cars, because we even have more regulation for fucking cars.
yeah, that's, isn't that the ridiculous thing? But, and the purpose of cars yes, is transportation. The
purpose of cars is transportation, not murder, not killing.
Not murder.
It's not, oh man, we should talk about something, another aspect of this, because we're just going to repeat ourselves.
Okay, how about, okay, you're right. Ounce of positivity. I love that the kids, the other kids who were part of, like,
oh my
in
God.
Florida,
yes.
that they're taking control of this and saying, yes. like, no, politicize this, Plus this needs to kids. Stop, yes. we need to do something.
That
I love these freaking kids.
Every time something like this happens, so people say immediately, it's too soon to talk about gun control, don't talk about gun control, people are mourning.
Yep.
These kids are stepping up huge.
Oh,
time.
I know, man.
They are mm-hmm. immediately stepping up.
Have you seen... Have you seen the one girl who's, like, directly addressing the president?
Yeah.
No.
Like,
oh, man.
She is
yes.
my fucking hero. I love
She's
her.
She's my hero.
I love her so much.
I don't think
They're
I saw
all
that.
My hero, honestly.
They're really good,
getting on
yeah.
the news.
Okay,
and
she tweeted
saying,
out,
like,
there was, okay, so Trump did his stupid, like, thoughts and prayers,
yeah.
blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
and she was like, I don't want your fucking thoughts and prayers, I want change, and blah, 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 and then that tweet went viral, and then she retweeted something else again, and was like, if the president, because the president was going there.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, if he would like to come directly give me his thoughts and prayers so that I can tell him how I feel about gun control and reform, I would be completely fine with that. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, ooh, I love you. Oh,
ooh,
you're great.
Bless.
And then she, like, she gave it a speech, too. I want to say that she was one of the people who, like, spoke, like, I don't know if it was a rally or something, but I want to say she was one of the people who spoke there. It was, like, all
Heck
of these
yeah.
kids are so beautifully articulate and intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
And I also love that they're all... like, perfectly aware of the fact that they are children in the
oh
eyes
God,
of these politicians,
yeah. mm-hmm.
that they are straight up saying, like, I am a child, you are an adult, you should have solved this problem a long time ago.
Oh my
ago.
Gosh.
Like,
these,
I love
these
that.
These kids, they're giving
That's
me,
so
like, hope for the future.
yes. Same. Same.
Hope.
And that brings us into the guy, did you see Mark Dice? Mark Dice's tweet?
Who is
okay,
this?
Okay, this guy... I don't even know who he is. He's verified, though. He's some dude. He was getting mad at these kids, calling them Generation Z, and
oh,
told
yeah.
them to call the police and
yes.
not tweet about it.
Yes, I saw that.
And I was
oh,
like,
I did see that, because he's an idiot
off.
And he doesn't know how social media works.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
like, do you think they didn't
me?
Call the police first?
Yeah.
How long do you think that a 911 call takes? Like, how long do you think that they were supposed to sit on this phone? Like, every single one of them just sitting on the phone for, like, however long the shooting
That's
stuff
not
took for the FBI to get there?
A school full of kids oh who all have their cell phones, all calling at the same time, aren't allowed to freak
they
out.
They told them to
like,
stop. Like, the police actually told them, stop calling, we know.
Yes.
And we're, like, working on it, and you're, like, blocking
you're
the lines.
You're tying up the lines,
If
yeah.
anything... Like, this is like, what they did was perfect.
They
Because they put it online. They alerted the world to a live event that was happening at that
yes.
exact
mm-hmm.
moment. So we could all watch and make sure that everything was going to be okay
yes.
and find
and
out what was going
on. Give them advice
on,
like, what
mm-hmm.
to do and stuff
mm-hmm.
like
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
That was fantastic. And also,
oh, that was another thing.
Group of people I want to tell to fuck off are the mm-hmm. news people who were trying to get interviews
oh my God.
And stuff
oh
while
my God.
This
I was just
happening.
About to talk
okay,
about that.
I have one thing. There was another dude who tweeted out something that was, like, that really irritated me. I don't know if it was a comment or something. I think it was a comment on an interview. But there was, like, this one kid who was, like, there's already been, like, 18 shootings this year. This is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just, like, talking about all these, like, statistics and things. And, there was this one guy who was commenting and saying, like, how did he know all those statistics? Clearly CNN told him what to say,
oh
blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, do you think that he was not on Twitter, like, reading out, like, reading all of this stuff as
yeah.
it's happening?
Oh,
I was.
Yeah.
I found out about all the shootings that have happened throughout this year because I was reading everything that was going on Twitter.
Yeah.
And it's like...
I think it says a lot about the cultural shift, like, from us down is going yes. to be insane.
Oh my God.
Simply because I remember I was watching Phil's coverage, Philip DeFranco's coverage of this news story, and he'd mentioned that a student DM'd him and was like, hey, yeah. there's news. And Phil was like, oh my God, please stop and go be safe.
Yeah.
which is a natural human reaction. But like these kids had their kick, like, instinct is like, oh my gosh, I gotta tell Philip DeFranco, this is important. Oh my gosh, I need to reach out to Casey Neistat, this is important. Yeah. Versus like
the it's people, they know that they have a larger reach, that yeah. if they just send it to them, then they can alert so many more people.
Yeah. Yep. And that's in comparison to the media outlets who were harassing these, you know,
oh my God.
Grieving yeah. children for news pieces. For meanwhile, people who are actual news people, thanks Philip DeFranco, mm-hmm. Were just like being given them and were being decent humans about it. Anyway, oof. I agree with you, Hannah.
Yeah, fuck off, news people. Jeez, oh,
that's
Louise.
Another thing. One of the girls who went to the high school who was, like, there during the shooting and everything, she's a YouTuber. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I know I sent you guys, like, links to her stuff, but she made a video just talking about... Because I watched this video, and I was like, this is, like, a very... Like, this is a pretty good video for someone who's never done this before. And then I realized she actually... Like, she's made videos before, so she knows how to actually articulate herself for, like, an internet presence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was just, like, it was kind of crazy just seeing that, like, there was someone who's, like, from technically our community, mm-hmm. like, who was actually directly affected by this.
That shows the reach of YouTube, man. It They're does. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Good for her,
I think
though.
Her name was Alexandra. Is that it?
Yeah. That sounds familiar. Something.
Honestly, people always are like, I hate teenagers. I love teenagers. Yeah. Like, they're the coolest fucking people.
Dude, teenagers are smarter than people give them credit, like, than adults give them credit for. It drives me crazy, especially now, with, like, the way that teens have access to information.
For mm-hmm. sure, dude. It's getting exponentially more intelligent as the years go by. So mm-hmm. this generation after us, they're going to be way fucking smarter than us. Like,
I know.
And that's yep. the way it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Yeah.
I'm a big enough person to fucking admit that, generation fucking baby boomers. Like, you guys just need to admit yep. that we're smarter than you. It happened already. Like, it's
yes.
over.
What
it's
was
how
it?
It works.
I think, that's did you guys see the tweet? I forgot. There was some woman, she was verified, where she was just like, like, the boomer generation at least had, like, when we rebelled, we weren't talking about this nonsense. We were talking about drugs and rock and roll. And yeah. she was, like, a woman in a suit, and she looked old. And the person, like, retweeted, like, no, instead let us learn about, like, humanity and, you know, like,
yeah.
be better people, God forbid. Like,
yikes.
It's yeah. just too it's, much.
It reminds me, have you ever had that what would you rather question of, like, would you rather be smarter in a society of, like, dumb, or people who are slightly less smart than you, or be dumber in a society that's, like, smarter than you?
Dumber.
And I'm like, I would rather be dumber and have the rest of society go up a notch, because it's like, yeah. I'm gonna take one for the team and just let the planet move
take
up.
One for the team.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I'm just gonna take one for planet Earth and let everyone else, like, get more intelligent. And I'll just stay at my lonesome normal level, because that's how
much.
I see it. Like,
I like that. That's how I feel in computer science anyways. I'm like the dumbest one, and I'm like, you guys are the best. You help me with everything. You guys are so smart. I love you so much.
Yeah,
I'm just the happy dumb one.
I'm all for, like, aggressively supporting people just to make the world better. They're like, hey, I'm doing
yes.
this to make the world better. I'm like, I'm going to aggressively support you in doing
mm-hmm.
that.
I will be your biggest, like, cheerleader.
I do not understand when people are just, like, belittling and, like, hurtful about people who are just trying to do their damn best.
Yeah, like, yeah, you should never make fun of people who are just doing their best.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
That I have a really mean boss right now. He just yells at me all the time. And I'm like, okay, look at me. Like, I'm clearly just trying my absolute best. I know it's not great, but this is all I got, man. Like,
it's so funny.
You should never yell at people who are just doing the best they can.
It's true, oof. Man. It's true.
All right, so another part of this that I want
yeah.
to talk about is when we were talking about taking social media seriously. So this guy, he made the YouTube comment, obviously, of, like, foreshadowing that this all was going to happen. So in these past couple days, since it happened on Wednesday, we're filming this on Saturday. Since then, about 3 teens have been arrested for making similar threats. There was a 14-year-old, one that was just reported as a teen that couldn't find their age, and a 15-year-old girl. And they, in different places, these are not connected at all. They all made some sort of statement on social media that was like, I'm going to do something like this at my school, to that effect. Mm-hmm. And they all had suggestive posts, like posing with guns, quotation marks. They ended up, one of them ended up being like a BB gun or something like that. Anyways, they were either arrested or sent to juvie. So suddenly they're taken seriously just because there was an event that happened. Do you think that is right? Because a lot of them are quoted as saying that they just wanted to get out of school. They were hoping that school would be canceled.
That's not an excuse.
I know.
I think those kids are smart enough to understand that their actions have consequences, and if they get, maybe not juvie, but get arrested, good. They need to fucking learn not to say that shit. But for the on the government side of things, well, good for them for cracking down, but I bet you money that's not going to be the continuing trend over the next few months. It's going to fizzle away.
Yeah, they're going to soften up, and it's going to be just like it was before the shooting. Yeah,
if it was like an ongoing thing, then great, but it's not, most likely. And that's the hard part about it.
I think that these teens probably just need a, like, a little quick scared straight kind of thing.
Yeah.
As soon as those policemen come knocking at your door, it gets real.
Yeah.
And I think that just needs to happen a couple more times, and then people will stop feeling anonymous online. They'll start feeling like they're being watched, which they should be. They should feel like that. Because you can't just say anything you want to online. And us as YouTubers, like, we know how crazy the comment section can get. I feel like the internet would be a better place if people didn't feel so anonymous and powerful. It would be a better world.
Because anonymity just kind of means that you don't have to be accountable for certain things.
It absolutely does.
And it's like, and there's certain things where you should get to have anonymity. Like, I don't know. Like, what's his name? Marshmallow? he's like, what's the other one? Mouse? Something crap, I can't remember.
What are you talking
the
about?
The DJs. They're DJs who wear masks. Dead Mouse. Because they don't want, Dead Mouse, there we go. Dead Mouse and Marshmallow and like those kind of people who hide their identity. Or Sia, is that who you said her name?
Sia,
Who, like, these people who hide behind, like, aliases because they want to have normal lives, because they want to, like, live normal lives. Like, I can totally wrap my head around
this. I think your anonymity should be protected as long as you are just fucking living your life and not threatening people. If you're not trying to hurt anybody, then go live your fucking life, and you don't have to tell anybody who you are. That should be protected. That should be your inane human right to just live your life on the internet and do whatever you want. Because I did that for years. And I still do that sometimes. I've got secret accounts. You don't know me.
I know, right? Same.
Everyone's got a fan account. Everyone has a secret, like, online life where they just get to, like, be themselves on their fandoms and, like, fangirl out. It's so good. It's so great.
You don't know, like, but I'm my biggest fan on every account.
I'm the biggest fan on every account.
We are Phoenix Fire fan. We are
Char. We are Char.
Phoenix Fire. Char. All three of us are just Char.
We are Char.
The secret's out.
We're all Char.
Oh, Char just got so excited. Hi, Char.
She's so good.
For listeners who don't know the inner workings of our weird little circle fandom we have, our really big fan's name is Char, and we love her. And so she's so very active.
Yeah, she's very, very active. Like, she's the best.
Yeah, there's like certain fans that we all know of, and that they talk a lot. Like, on our stuff, so we see them all the time. It's like, okay, what's that quote, that thing that, it's the thing that Dan Howell said, like, forever ago, where it was like, if you stalk your
stalk celebrity internet celebrities,
people,
until they become your friend,
enough eventually
like
they'll become your friend.
It is true. if you comment enough times, we will see you and recognize you by your icons and start to remember your name, and then eventually, like, it's gonna happen. We're gonna reach out to you and be like, hey, dude, you're pretty cool.
Hey,
how's
dude.
It going, man? I've opened so many, like, DMs with people who just comment a lot, and I'll be like, hey, you should have a direct access to me, because it seems important to you, and so that makes it important to me.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's, you know, it needs to happen sometimes. All right, so I've got another thing to talk about.
Yep.
This happened in January, but it was just recently reported on. It's a really big deal. Gavin Free and Meg Turney. Do you guys know who those people are?
Oh, yeah. I know about
this. Some people don't, though, so let's go over it.
Gavin Free is one of the slow-mo guys. He's the British one. He's also part of Rooster Teeth. He does a lot of Achievement Hunter content, and he's always on their podcast. And then Meg Turney used to work at Rooster Teeth as well. She doesn't anymore. She has her own YouTube channel with, like, almost 400,000 subs, I think. She does a lot of stuff on Patreon and Instagram. Mm-hmm. She's a cosplayer. And
famous internet people.
They are famous internet people. Yeah. Doesn't really matter. But they live together, and sometime in January, late January, their house was broken into at 3:40 a.m., and a guy with a 45 handgun started walking around their house, and he had shot their door open, so they heard the gunshot, they ran to their closet, they hid there, and they called the cops, which is the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. By the way, if you're ever in that scenario, fucking hide, call the cops. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be a hero, don't go look. The cops' job is to look for you, because they have the guns, they're the safety people. They do the safety. So get the fuck out, call the cops. Don't look, don't do anything, just call them. They got it. They can handle it. Anyways, they called the cops soon enough, and the cops got there soon enough that nothing happened to them. He wasn't able to find them in the closet before the cops got there, and they shot him dead because he started firing at them.
Oh my gosh.
So, yes, super intense. Crazy.
It's terrifying.
And
it's absolutely terrifying. Oh my god.
This guy had driven, is the right way to say that in English, 11 hours from New Mexico to Austin, Texas, where they live. And he had, like, they looked at his phone. He had, like, thousands of messages of being, like, obsessed with Meg. And he hated Gavin. Mm. And one of my personal favorite quotes out of his is, he wanted Gavin to die alone with no children. Which, if you're a big Rooster Teeth fan like I am, like, everybody, the Rooster Teeth makes fun of Gavin. Like, because he's just kind of, like, a dummy. And, like, they like play hate on him all the
time. He's easy to make fun of, but he's such a nice guy.
But
he's sweet.
He's kind of like a dickbag. But
he's that's what makes him easy to pick on. Like when he's a dickbag, it's just easy to mess with them. There's those
it's
kinds
fun
of people
to pick on him. He's a great guy though. Like he really is. And this is awful. This is fucking awful. And I just want to say, if you have a favorite YouTuber, never try and go to their homes. Never try and find them. Don't do that.
Yeah, just don't do that. Go to a scheduled meetup. Like, that's a legitimate fear of, like, YouTubers. That's how we get freaked out and scared. Do not just, like, randomly walk up to our house. Like, that's just creepy. Don't do it.
It's terrifying. That's one of my biggest fears.
Oh, yeah.
Don't try and find where I go to school. Like, find a P.O. box that I don't want you to find. Use the one that I put on my website and stick to the stuff that I put online. Don't try and find anything else. That's so over the line and so not okay. Yeah. And that goes for every YouTuber.
Yeah.
Stick to what they tell you online. Don't do, like, super sleuth stuff because it's not going to make them think that you're cooler. It's going to make them scared for their life.
Yeah, didn't, I don't,
yeah.
This could be wrong information, but if I vaguely recall a few years ago, Markiplier did a apartment tour, like a goofy little, like, this is my new apartment, and people looked through their, like, windows and shit, and, like,
fucking. He had to move.
He had to move, like, right after moving into that new apartment.
And
that's insane to me.
The same thing happened to Jenna Marbles. They didn't move, but a bunch of people found out where they lived, Jenna Marbles and Julian.
Oh, my God.
And he made a specific video saying, please don't come to our house. Don't come to our house. This is not okay. It was apparently, like, on some tour site that their house was listed. And that's just so over the line and not okay to do.
Not okay.
It is, like, literally the worst nightmare. Like, especially, this is what happened to Gavin and Meg is the worst nightmare.
Especially, like, with these kinds of things going on, especially in America, where guns are so easily accessible. Like, like, that's terrifying.
Like, Gavin and Meg just went through a literal YouTuber's nightmare. Like, that's, legit one of the most intense YouTuber nightmares that actually affects us. Because it just takes one. Like, one crazy person out of the hundreds of thousands of people who know who you are. Just one. And you could die.
Fuck, man.
Yeah. That shit with Christina Grimmie, like, was so frightening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because she wasn't even at her house and somebody found her. She was
at a meet and greet.
A meetup, yeah.
That was 2016. And a public meetup. VidCon was right after that. VidCon was, like, the month after that. That was a big deal. The security was, like, crazy heightened.
They completely restructured all the security stuff.
I was so freaked out. And I think that was right around the Orlando shooting. Am I wrong?
Yes, it was.
It was, okay.
It was.
That's why, that was another thing. I was like, I was so freaked out to go to that VidCon, but I did anyways. Because it was, you know, it's VidCon. It's just one of those things. It was terrifying. There's something, like, we were talking about this last week, the acid attacks and stuff in England.
Yeah.
And, like, the fear that must, when something like that happens, the fear, that's the only time I've felt, like, truly, truly afraid. Like, after Christina and after Orlando, I was like, this is really real and it's really scary. And you don't feel safe walking around. And it's just, oh, man, it's not a good situation. Gun control. Hey, gun control. Did you know? It's important.
Yeah. Pretty much.
America doesn't do enough.
No.
No. Mm. No, they do not. And it's tragic, because it's one thing if they don't do enough for, like, the old people, which is bad, you know what I mean? It's bad enough if they don't do enough for, like, somebody or whatever. But if, like, you're not doing enough and it results in the loss of people's lives who are just living, going to school, going to a fucking nightclub, like, you're doing something
wrong.
Being six, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't feel good, guys. This salt cleanse felt bad.
Yeah, this was bad.
I know very much that we need to, like, the answer is to change something, but as people who just have internet presences, we don't do politician things.
No.
You know, I do politician things.
Well, yeah,
I do
those
politician things. This is a secret thing that you guys don't know. I'm going to mention this at some point, I don't know, but I actually work for a person who's running for Congress. I kind of, like, took up a second job-ish, just helping, like, a potential future politician, and I really hope she wins, because she's for guns with purpose, is her specific, like, take on guns, which is great, because that's, like, essentially the same thing that a lot of other countries have. Like, you just have to have a legitimate reason to have your gun. And she's also very, like, anti-corporation buyout. Like, she was offered a fundraiser person who was going to raise her $1 to $3 million. And she fired her because this fundraiser was telling her to stop backing Breonna Westbrook, who's a transgender woman running for Congress, and to stop backing Deidre Moon, I think is her second name, I can't remember, but she's a Muslim woman running for Senate. And this fundraiser said stop supporting them.
Yikes.
And she refused, so she fired the woman and said no to the $3 million and just said, I'll figure it out myself.
Good for her.
And it's like, her fundraising stuff, like, she is very minimalistic fundraising, but she's very anti-corporation. She's very anti, like, being forced to change herself for money, which is great. She's not corporate at all, which is what we need in politics.
Yeah, that is what we.
So I'm trying.
The world would be a lot better.
It's awesome.
I am trying to use my limited abilities as a YouTuber to help get a reasonable politician.
Okay.
In Congress.
Here's the up.
Trying.
Here's the uptick. You're gonna get her into Congress. Echo you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Individually.
Heck yeah.
You're gonna get her into Congress.
Get her.
And then you're gonna
into
get
Congress.
Her as the president.
Okay. Next.
I wish she would run for president. I don't think she will.
Oh, that's awesome.
Please. We need
it. It would be so great.
So she's Arizona,
she was, like,
right?
America's
Arizona
first.
Arizona Congresswoman?
Arizona Congresswoman. We have nine congresspeople.
Jaden and James would be interested in hearing about that because they're Arizona.
Maybe.
Arizona.
I'm pretty sure they live pretty close to me. They might be in her district.
Yeah. They might be interested in that. Because. I mean, I think everybody is fucking sick of these, like, just sellout people. These people you could just buy. I for one, super sick of it. I'm not even, like, a super political person, but I am done with that sort of thing. It is just exhausting, and they don't stand for anything. If you stand for nothing, Burr, what do you fall for?
It's so
That's a
true.
Hamilton quote.
You know what? Okay. Positive thoughts for the end of the podcast.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Positive.
Okay, I got a positive one for any students who might be listening. There's going to be a walkout. There's going to be a protest by students. There's going to be a student walkout on March 14th at 10 a.m. They're saying that, or from what I've seen, the signature color that they're going to have people wear is orange, so if you want to wear orange, then you can. But this is the one that's being put on by the same people who organized the Women's March.
Nice.
So on March 14th at 10 a.m., students are just going to leave. They're just going to get up and leave and refuse to come back to school until, or I think this might be the 11-minute one, I'm not sure. But they're just going to leave school. They're just going to walk out. You can Google stuff and find out more about this. Mm-hmm. And then I think there's another one that's happening on April 10th, I think? Let's do student walkout. April 20th, that's the other one. So there's like two proposed walkouts right now.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So
that'd be kind of cool.
That is really cool.
Awesome.
So if you want to fight the power, walk out of school and, like, you know, skip school for a day, cause a commotion, just walk out on March 14th, mm-hmm. protest guns, get
nice.
A couple people together.
To
it's always, this kind of thing's always better in groups.
Yeah, it is better in groups.
Right?
I don't know. Then I feel like I'm trying to think of what my high school would have done to me if I did just walked out. Yeah, I think they suspend people. I'm not sure.
But see, if it was in groups, I think it'd be okay. Because, like, what do you do? If you get enough people together to do this, like, what are they going to do?
Dude,
moral of the story, I think we have, like, an overarching positive thing that I think we can tie it all together with.
Yeah. Is that you can do something.
You can do something. Yeah.
You can.
Here's a thing you can do.
Stand for what you believe in. I think to generations coming up, we can make a huge difference. We're going to be the 45 and 50-year-olds one day, and we will be able to make a more impactful difference if you want to get into politics. But until that time comes, do not be afraid to not accept the standard that is oppressing people.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep that mindset and don't be afraid to stand up for yourself and accept it for the fact that, you know, you might get, you know, consequences for doing what you feel is right. But if you know that it's right in your heart and you know, like, what is happening to others is wrong, stand up for it. Don't be quiet. And I think that's the biggest thing that you can do, whatever that means for you.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and it's important to remember that
also
support you can do.
Support and love people because you don't know what everybody's struggling with.
This has been Crystal's heartwarming ending.
This has been Crystal's heartwarming ending. Because I was thinking about it. I mean, I don't know what this kid was dealing with. I don't think a conversation would have fixed him. But nobody puts, what was it? I saw a quote, nobody puts their depression on Twitter. Not really. And, like, nobody puts their bad days on Twitter. Nobody puts, like, their bad parts of themselves up. So not everybody, you don't know what somebody might be dealing with. And if you're just like, hey, you look nice today, that could make such a big difference.
It's true. I've actually heard, I really like true crime stuff. I've heard so many true crime things where if you make eye contact with somebody who's about to do something legitimately freaky, like some bomb threat or like this kind of mass shooting, if you make eye contact and you just speak to them like they're a person, it makes so much of a difference because it makes it real suddenly.
Yeah.
It makes you a person and it humanizes them as well. They don't feel so out of body. And because you have to be disconnected to a certain extent to do something like this.
Yeah, it stops them
like
from disassociating.
Yeah, you're disassociating. So you just treat people like people. Just look at them and talk to them. And it's not that fucking hard to make a difference.
It's really not.
It really isn't.
More of a difference everywhere you go, every time you check out at a grocery store and, like, look the cashier in the eye and smile and say have a good day because they probably been on their feet for 12 hours that day and have had a shit day. Like, little things like that make a huge difference. So I guess just even the people who are doing something atrocious, the people who you don't necessarily like, I mean, this is kind of like the cliche anime, like, looking at it, but, like, there's humanity in them and you don't know if you're acknowledgement of them and just giving them any kind of love will make a big difference. So it's worth a shot.
Yay.
Okay.
All right.
We're feeling better.
I liked that.
Be nice to people.
That's
There's
better.
Stuff you can do.
It's
I feel
true.
Like that's a positive end note.
That makes me feel a little better for sure.
Good.
Yeah.
We did it. We got there.
Yeah. That actually does make me feel a lot better too. Like this was a very down video and then
Well that's why we do the podcast. That's why we do the podcast.
Yes.
Okay, so this has been Release the Salt. Hope you feel cleansed.
Yeah, do our platforms, buddy.
Okay. You can listen to our podcast on Mondays on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, and Google Play.
Mm-hmm.
Our handles are...
at Happy Panda Party.
At Echo is Weird.
And at The Crystal Joy.
And remember, friends, the human body cannot survive without salt. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.